The whale sneezed. The whale exploded. The whole inside of the whale rocked to the right and to the left and forwards and backwards. It was like an enormous dynamite explosion inside the whale. The princess was thrown back forcefully against the side. The three dolphins, I can't remember how many there really were inside the whale. They were all smashed all over the place. They went banging against one wall, back against the other wall. The whale had sneezed, the biggest sneeze that anyone had ever heard before. The two princes who had disappeared and gone into another place, they were sent shooting out of the whale right up in the sky, blown up, and a load of water went with them. But the princess and the dolphins clung on inside the whale. The princess just got thrown up in the water and landed in the water where they might have been eaten by sharks. I don't actually know what happened to them, because there probably were sharks in this water, you know, don't you think? But no, the princess was clinging on. She kind of held onto something that was a bit like a hair in the nose of the whale, and she wouldn't let go. The next minute, there was a sudden, violent explosion. The princess couldn't hold on at all, and she went shooting up in the air, and the three dolphins after her. She went up so high in the air, she thought she was actually going to be able to fly. But no, she went up through the clouds, and she nearly smashed her head against the stars. She was thrown so high. Well, she didn't really. It just felt like that. Because the whale was so powerful and the princess was so light, she was thrown right out of the whale and she landed crash into the water.
Should hurt.
It did. It really did. Because she actually landed on her bottom in the water.
Yeah,
and the backs of her legs.
When you were up high and you're going down from the height, it's really painful.
Has that ever happened to you in the swimming pool?
No, but I learned it on TV.
Haha! You saw somebody crashing into the water in TV from up very high?
Well, it was a car with a man in it.
And did the man in the car get hurt? Right.
Well, it was actually a man. Just jumping from a board, and he hurt himself.
Oh, I bet you he did. Did he do a belly flop?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the princess did a bottom flop. She crashed into the water, bottom down first, and went down under the water. But she was still alive. She was very lucky to be alive, because the whale had immediately turned and turned away and swam out to sea away from Princess Island and was never seen again. Meanwhile, the princess was sinking in the water.
There
was nobody near her. There was nobody near her. And in fact, suddenly she felt something gripping her leg and she looked down. And she could see that it was the biggest octopus she'd ever seen in her life, with 8 legs, and all of the 8 legs were trying to reach and grab onto her. It looked like as if she was completely finished, because if the octopus pulled her down into the deep, there'd be no way she'd get back up in time to breathe, and she would suffocate, and that would be the end of her. But she was pulled down and down and down. And the only thing she knew to do was to hold her breath and not to fight. Because if she fought, if she tried to push back at the octopus, do you know what would happen to her? She would lose all her strength. And she would be forced to open her mouth underwater. And if she opened her mouth underwater, she would fill up with seawater. And then do you know what would happen? What do you think if she got full up with seawater? She would really sink. Forever. And that would be the end of our story. The octopus pulled her. The octopus dragged her. The octopus gave her no chance to escape and pulled her down into his lair under the rock. She had about 10 seconds left of breath in her body, and she saw a big cylinder in the corner of the octopus's cave. And she threw herself over in the direction of it and grabbed it and shoved it into her mouth, one end of it, and there was air inside. And it just saved her life, because if that cylinder of air hadn't been in the octopus's cave, that would have been the last we ever heard of the princess. As it was, the princess had to find a way to escape. Do you know why? Because at the end of the story, the princess gets married. So she had to escape somehow, didn't she? And she did. She escaped. She held on. She was able to breathe using the cylinder of gas. But the octopus still had her held tightly. So she found herself in a very strange situation in the octopus's cave, being held tight, whereas at the same time she was able to breathe underwater. That was when she realized that not all octopi are the same. Not every octopus will eat you for supper. Some octopi are actually quite nice. And that's what I'm going to tell you about what happened to the princess in the next part of the story, when she gets to know about the octopus and the octopus's troubles. End of chapter 12.
Oh, I think that this is why the octopus kidnapped the princess, because he was lonely and he felt sad. So that's why he kidnapped the princess, because he wanted a friend.
Did he ever used to have a friend?
Well, I think the whale used to be his friend, but then they split it up.
Oh, the whale and the octopus split up, did they?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to see if that happens. But if the octopus is really lonely, what do you think the princess would do for him?
He would find another friend. Because she couldn't be his friend, he would run out of breath.
Okay, well, we'll wait and see what happens. We've arrived.